I just want to make you have a headache.
Oh, PCW. Hello and welcome to the Ritual Misery Podcast, episode beta 19 for Wednesday, the 14th of January 2015. This is the show where two lifelong friends talk about geek stuff and whatever else comes to mind. I'm Amos, and with me as always is my friend Kent. How you doing, man?
I'm good, dude. What's up?
I tried not to cough during the intro. I was half dying there. I don't know if you could hear it or not.
Yeah, you're sick again, huh? That's weird.
yeah, so weird. I don't even know what to call whatever I've got now. It's awful. I hate
it's
Texas.
The simian flu.
Yeah.
Patient zero.
Yeah, there you go. Oh, see, I did it again. I've got to learn to stop that thing. Need to add some blank space to it. And if you hear the crazy laughing in the background, that's Jeremy once again making an appearance on the show.
What's up, dude?
Hey, what's happening, guys? How you doing?
I don't know. I'm sitting.
Glad to have you back.
I'm on the interwebs talking with two dicks that I know. Jerks. Oh man. So how's y'all's week been, man?
A blur. I can't even remember anything of the last week other than lots of retirement prep. I've been doing a lot of kata work with karate because hopefully I'll be testing soon, so I'm trying to get ready for that. Yeah, man, I everything else is a blur. I don't remember what I did since last podcast.
How about you, Jeremy?
What have you been up to, Jeremy?
Good story, bro.
Oh, I had to go to Carmel today, take my daughter to get her teeth worked on. So that was my big thing for today. My youngest daughter's autistic, so they had to knock her out to clean her teeth.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and she woke up flipping out. So, yeah, it was a pretty fun day for us.
Most
Sounds
of my
as fun as pulling teeth.
Yeah, exactly.
Most of my free time this week was spent working on our new logo and new color scheme and getting our web presence up to par to where we want it to be.
Heck yes.
So that's been fun.
Yeah, lots and lots of work on your part with a little bit of input for me, but I would say 98% or more was on you.
The part that kills me, though, is like every website that you go to and everything else, they all want different standards, different sizes, different this. YouTube was a pain in the butt. It wants like six different sizes depending on which view you want to have on it. It's ridiculous.
Oh, wow.
So, and then that turned into a domain research project. We're trying to get some hosting and things like that set up for us when, you know, as the patrons and advertising revenue starts rolling in, so I can get that set up so it's ready to go.
Right on. So that our new bosses can see the fruits of our labor, the fruits of our labor of paid for by them
on their dime.
Anyway, so they can see the fruits very quickly.
It's all about the fruits.
About the fruits, yes.
We're not talking about San
it's
Francisco.
All about the fruits.
So you apparently, you watched the new Ultron trailer.
Yeah, I did. You know, I don't remember the last week, so I don't remember what I might or might not have done geeky, except for things that happened today.
that's quite the world
well,
view.
I watched the new Age of Ultron trailer today. You know, it was all right. I thought the first trailer was much better, but this one, it kind of set the tone as being depressing. And everything's going wrong, and everything's gonna suck, and it was just a very depressing trailer. The music, the whole mood was kind of a downer. But there really was a lot going on. There was a lot of different cuts to different action scenes and whatnot. But the tone, especially the music and the voiceover, was very. Oh man, it's gonna suck. But I'm very excited for the movie. It's just the tone of the movie seems like it's going to be a downer for probably a good portion of it. But they were sure to sprinkle in some scenes of the Hulk versus Hulkbuster armor fight. Very excited to see that.
Very cool. Very cool.
But yeah, so all right, so that was the first thing, and then as I do a couple times a week, I'm updating the apps on my iPhone, and 99.9% of the time, the updates are like, oh, you fixed some bugs, or oh, you changed your logo or something. It's very boring stuff. Google Translate released a major update today. I don't know if either of you guys use that app, but every once in a while, an app will come out, or an update to an app that you already have. Every once in a while, one will come out that changes the game, and that's what this app was.
Yeah.
The update to Google Translate, if you've heard about it or seen it yourself, within your app, you can take a picture, not even take a picture, just use the camera on your phone to view writing in a foreign language, whether it's on a sign, a newspaper, what have you. And the display on your phone will show those words to you in English.
Cool.
Very
absolutely
cool.
Absolutely amazing.
In real time, right?
In real time.
Okay, so kind of like Google Goggles used to do? Maybe even still does, I don't know.
I'll take your word for that.
Yeah?
Yeah, and this is a like a 1.0 version that we're getting of mm-hmm. this part of the app, so it kind of almost feels beta because it's not perfect. But for what it is, for a first release, it is amazing, and I'm really looking forward to 2.0 because wow, it's going to be awesome.
That'll be an app that I will probably end up using quite a bit later on this year when I move to South Korea.
Yeah, the current version does not have any of the Asian languages. It's right now it's just, I think, Spanish, Italian, German, Russian, and a couple other European languages, translating to and from English. You can't go from, say, German to Spanish or anything like that. Everything is to and from English.
I doubt it'll take very long for Google to catch up to
that, right.
That sort of thing, though.
And I don't think it'll take long, a month or two, I'm thinking. And this isn't the first time. I mean, this isn't revolutionary per se. This technology has actually been out for several years, but this is the first time that a consumer level free app has been able to do this. And to me, that's pretty exciting. I'm a big language guy, you know, world traveler, not so much now. But in my life, I've been a world traveler, and I've always been very interested in language, and it's important to know what is around you. Street signs are good to know. But yeah, this app could have come in way handy when I was overseas.
Oh yeah, you know, I would just go for an app that that can just ping to the nearest restroom.
Right.
I mean, maybe I'm being too basic and too simple-minded here, but that'd be great.
Well, in most foreign countries, you don't need a restroom. You just piss on the side of the street.
There is that. There is that.
You remember Okinawa, right?
Yeah. And Korea.
Yeah, and Korea, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Many a time I saw someone not even leave their bar stool to use the restroom. So,
Oh, yes. All right. Oh, wonderful Korea.
As I mentioned, later on this year, I will be PCSing, which is a permanent change of station for those civilian types out there. I will be leaving the wonderful confines of Texas.
Yay.
To go to the greener pastures, literally, of and smellier pastures, but whatever, of South Korea. Sometime in May, it looks like. So I may not be able to make your retirement ceremony, except via Skype or FaceTime, whatever. But we'll have to we'll get the logistics of that figured out eventually. the process of PCSing, and I say process because it is a genuine process.
Oh, definitely.
It starts with a notification email that looks an awful lot like this.
Oh, that looks familiar.
Yeah, and there's a list of things that you're supposed to take care of. There's some attachments. The process starts with about a quarter of a ream of paper. And I haven't actually done anything yet. I've literally just printed out the stuff that I was told that I had to get checked off.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking probably 40, 50 sheets in. So I guess about a tenth of a ream of paper, but... very early in the game, I haven't gotten anything of it done yet, but you have to meet certain timelines, and the overall stress of PCSing is not made easier by the stack of paperwork you have to go through.
Oh, yeah, not at all. That you would think after the years of doing this, why haven't they streamlined it?
Mm.
They talk about, you know, oh, it's a virtual out processing checklist now. Then why the fuck do we have to print a book?
Yeah.
And we still have to go from place to place to place to place to place.
You know what gets me is if you go over there and you need something printed, the people will be like, oh, well, you need to print that out at your office and bring it over here. But then you go to our process and it's their process and you still have to print all your own stuff. It's, yeah, mm-hmm. Anyway.
It's aggravating.
It is. So over the next several months, I will be... I'll be cataloging my adventures in PCSing. Figured it'd be a process that I could share with y'all, and going over that. I'm looking forward to the new adventures. I am not looking forward to the process of closing out this base, especially with the great unknown of what's going to happen with my family, since they will not be able to go with me because of reasons.
Right.
So
yeah, and that's. You know, especially an assignment like this where you have to go by yourself and leave your family. Yeah, it's very difficult. That's one of the realities of a military lifestyle that civilians, most civilians, the vast majority of civilians have no concept of. I know many civilians that get very distraught and upset when their significant other leaves for like 3 days. Or a week.
Oh, yeah.
God forbid, a week.
Oh, yeah.
To us, that's nothing. A week? A week? Okay.
Yeah.
Like, that's like going to work for 8 hours. That's a week? You know? But unfortunately, that's a reality that we have to deal with. And, you know, maybe that's something that we can talk about as we go on and you talk more and more about your PCS, the ways that we cope. With that and the way our families cope, you know, maybe somebody listening could take some ideas. You know, if we have any military listeners, maybe they can learn something, or maybe, you know, oh, hey, that's a neat idea. You know, let's try that.
Yeah, there's a lot of steps in the process that aren't on the papers. Things such as deciding what you're going to take with you. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're going to be gone for a year. You want to cut down on the money. You can only take so much weight, so you need to make decisions, hard decisions on what you're going to take with you, what can you take in the family and not have to replace. And, you know, at the end of this career that I'm at, you know, that we're at really, I'm in a place financially where I'm not going to, you know, if I take a TV with me, it's not going to hinder the family. You know, I'm not taking the TV away from the kids. You know, I have a bike that I can take with me. I'm going to go over there, probably buy a lemon lot car. You know, a little temporary car that I'll end up selling for roughly the same amount that I bought it for when I got there.
Right. Yeah. Probably about $200.
He's somewhere between $200 and $600, depending on how fancy I want to be.
Yeah, exactly. Oh my God, high roller with a $600 car.
Yeah. But there's a lot of parts of the checklist that aren't on the checklist. You know, there's a lot of things that you got to do, and you got to figure out how you're going to communicate with your family, and you need to come to the stark reality that you're not going to be there for certain. You know, for anniversaries and for, you know, I only get one anniversary every 4 years, and I'll be spending my second anniversary, my 8-year anniversary, in Korea instead of with my wife. So, that's kind of a big thing. You know, you only get one every 4 years, and we save up the celebrations for those leap years. You know, that's kind of the reason we did it. And so that was I realized that, and that was kind of a hit in the gut. Gonna miss birthdays, anniversaries, holidays, all these things, and yet I'm still excited because there's a lot of things I didn't get to do last time I was in Korea. I was in Southern South Korea.
Yeah.
And this time I'll be up about an hour away from downtown Seoul. There's a lot more to do. There are a lot more opportunities. And of course there's also a lot more opportunity to spend money. So budgeting with the wife back home and everything else, that's going to be more of a factor this time than it was last time. And, you know, there's a lot of this that's going to go on, and I figured this would be a good place to bring that up. You've had several PCSs yourself. This is definitely not my first rodeo. And as we go through this, you know, I'm gonna keep bringing up feedback and things like that, and letting our listeners and viewers know what the process is and how me and my family, the experienced family we are coping with it. So,
yeah, very cool. I think it's a good topic. It's something that you and I know a lot about, and it's something that you know, it's an opportunity to let other people know like what it's like to go through this
that we can readily share with folks.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Speaking of sharing, one thing that we love to share is beer. Beer. And well, you've got a little something going on with beer this week. What's up?
I was looking through my closet for a shirt to wear today, and I came across probably my favorite shirt, my favorite T-shirt. For the viewers, you can kind of see what it is. It's a dogfish head.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah, it's a dogfish head T-shirt. Dogfish Head is probably my favorite brewer. They make really awesome beers. Anyway, where I got this shirt, it was sent to me by Sam Calagione, the owner and head brewer of Dogfish Head. And the way how it just got me thinking about, you know, how this came about, how I ended up with my favorite shirt. When I moved to Germany in 2008, I was kind of a beer noob. I was the Bud Light, Coors Light drinker, whatever. I didn't really like the beer, but it was cheap and whatever. When I got to Europe, the land of amazing beers. So I was like, you know, let me check out these beers. And I really started to get into it. And then, you know, the beer nerd was born. So anyway, I started reading about all of these U.S. beers that are supposed to be amazing. And, you know, a lot of people, when they think of American beers, they think of the Budweisers and the Coors and the Millers and stuff like that. But what a lot of people don't realize is there some of the most amazing beer on the planet is brewed in the United States. You know, I didn't know that when I moved to Europe, but I started to read about these beers, and I got really interested in some of them, and Dogfish Head was one of them. Well, my first opportunity to go back to the United States was for a TDY in Georgia, and I went to the shopette there, and there was all these beers that I've been reading about. So I bought a few of them, one of which was Dogfish Head, and I went back to my hotel room, my billeting room, and I sat down and tried these beers. And one thing about Dogfish Head beer, if you've never had one, they're very high in alcohol. I think I was about halfway through my third one when I decided it'd be a really cool idea to write Sam Calagione an email and let him know exactly what I think about his beer. So that's what I did. I practically wrote him a novel about how much I really like his beer. And I thought about reading it out loud, but it would take too long. I'm not going to read it right now. I might do that. Actually, I might do that during a pre-show for our patrons. We'll get into that later. But anyway, so I wrote this email to Sam saying, you know, thank you for being awesome. I pretty much told him the story that I just told you. And I received a personal email back from him. He says, I'll actually read his reply right here. He says, "Sir, thank you for what you do. Thanks for the kind words and support, Kent, and taking the time to see the movie." Oh, that was a documentary that starred him that I was referencing in the email. He says, "Keep trying all these different brews. There's a lot of beer love out there in small breweries all over the world. I CC'd Connie," which is his secretary. "Send her your address and size, and I'll send you a cool doggy tea. Keep drinking the good stuff and be safe. Cheers, Sam." So sure as shit, I sent the information to Connie, and about 2 weeks later, I got this T-shirt in the mail. And let me tell you, it is one of the most comfortable T-shirts ever, and I really like it. Fits great. It's, you know, advertises my favorite beer, so it's really cool. Yeah, so that's, you know, that's one of my plus ones on the beer geek ladder, I guess.
Yeah. Every time I've gone overseas, I've always considered, you know, emailing companies and things like that, asking them to send stuff to the troops, and because somebody's always doing it, and you
sure, yeah,
you send out 500 emails and you get you get 10 replies back, but it's the coolest stuff ever. And I'll be doing that a lot when I'm in Korea. Because, I mean, I'm all about collecting little swag myself. I know you love the swag, too, for the companies that you really like. And, the thing about it is, if I email, say I email company X, and I really like their stuff, and they send me 10 T-shirts, and I pass those out to some of my buddies, well, now they got 10 walking advertisements. And let's face it, with dudes, you get a walk-in advertisement once a week because you only do laundry once a week and you wear the same shirt over and over and over again. Every week, every Tuesday, I'm wearing my Dogfish shirt, you know?
Right.
So,
and when I was in Germany, when I first got this shirt, it was like that. I was probably wearing this shirt about one day a week.
It is in your heavy rotation?
It was in the rotation.
Like a bad late night DJ? Yeah. So very cool. You did mention our video that may go patron only starting either next week or maybe the week after, but very soon our videos will be going patron only. So I don't know how to explain Patreon to anyone who isn't familiar with it without just the following, and I'm actually ripping this off completely. If you enjoy our show, if you get some value from our show, if we add anything to your life and you would like to share that with us and you would like to give a little bit back, go to patreon.com/ritualmisery. You can give as much as you want or as little as you want, as little as a penny. And it ends up being 4 pennies a month, roundabouts, 52 a year. That's $2 a year. And it'd be really cool. I did my math completely wrong there. It'd be 52 cents. It'd be $1 every other year. cruise on over to patreon.com/ritualmisery. It's all full setup. We've got videos up there. We've got everything's good to go. I'm going to have to start publishing over there pretty soon. And that'll be probably next week once we're caught up completely. And it's really simple. It's very, very simple. You do have to do the credit card thing. I mean, or an account or an eBay account or not eBay. What's the other one?
PayPal?
There you go. PayPal. Gosh. Brain fart completely all over that. You can do PayPal. You can do whatever you want. But just a penny a month shows us that you care. It allows us to keep track and send you extra stuff, exclusive items, or not items, but exclusive videos, exclusive audio. An exclusive blog is basically what it is. And it's only going to cost you a penny a week. And that penny a week, they won't even charge you until you get to $1. So that's 2 years. 2 years before you even see a charge. So go ahead and just do that. If you want to give more than that, if you feel the show's worth more than that, and you're getting more than that out of the show, go ahead and do that. There's some rewards and things on there, and you basically become our boss at that point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you really want to contribute to the show, we would appreciate a dollar, a dollar a month. So that's, give at least 25 cents per episode, and that'll give us a dollar a month. That'll be something tangible that we can use to, contribute to the fund to make the show better. But yes, if you do give just a penny, you are going to get all of the benefits of being a patron. Like Amos said, that's going to be exclusive videos. We might even do a patron-only hangout where you guys can, get on with us, ask us questions, whatever. All sorts of stuff. There's, all sorts of ideas that we've been talking about. And if you have ideas yourselves, you can submit those to us. Where can they submit ideas to us, Amos?
They can submit ideas to us on the Reddit, ritualmisery.reddit.com. They can email us at ritualmiserypodcast@gmail.com. Of course, those aren't the only ways we can get feedback from them either. They can always go to iTunes and subscribe to our podcast. That helps us out a little bit right there.
Oh, yeah. And you know what would be really great?
Hmm.
If they liked the podcast, they could give us a 5-star review.
5-star review.
Yeah. And it'd be really cool if, just give it a little, hey, I like your show. Good job, guys. Or, this kind of sucks about the show, but overall, thumbs up, whatever. Whatever your review of the show is, do it, man. I know people out there are listening, but you're not writing up reviews. Give us a review.
Now, I'll be honest, though, because, when you go to a car dealership, you go to Toyota, and they're like, we would really appreciate 5 stars, but and anything under 5 stars, it doesn't count for us at all. If you think we're a 4-star show, rate us 4 stars. If you think we're a 3-star show, rate us 3 stars. If you think we're a 2-star or 1-star show, shut the hell up. Just go somewhere else. Why are you bothering listening to us?
right.
You're wasting your own time. So, but whatever it is, whatever review it is, I mean, we're happy to receive it, and we're happy to receive the critiques in the comments. And if you do visit the Patreon page and you do become a, I believe it's a $5 patron. It's about $20 a month. Yeah. That's not a shy chunk of change, but you do get an invite into the show. So you can actually come on the show with us and tell us on air what you think about us and what you think about the show.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, well, Kent, do you have anything else that you'd like to pimp out today?
Actually, one thing. For the very first patron-only video, I'm going to do my geeky thing of the week live on the air for patrons only during our pre-show. If you want a preview of what that's going to be, just go over to our Reddit. Our subreddit is ritualmisery.reddit.com. Just go over there, and that'll be a clue on what my geeky thing of the week is going to be, whether that's next week or the following week. So
I am intrigued.
Sign up for Patreon and give us at least a penny, and you'll be able to see that.
Very cool, Jeremy. You have been exceptionally quiet.
Well, I'm over here sleeping.
Including the time I muted you and the time that you muted yourself.
My son started coughing.
Yeah. I know you've got this polar dive that you have planned. Tell us about that real quick.
The polar plunge is in the beginning of February at Purdue University. It benefits the Special Olympics of Indiana. It helps them, funds them training and whatnot so that they can perform at the state levels. And my wife has formed a team. I've been roped into it, and so is a lot of other people so far. And we're
you're actually going to jump this year, right?
Yes, I'm jumping this year.
Awesome.
Yeah, so I'm sure there'll be a video of that posted somewhere after it happens.
But so the thing is, you're not going to have an opportunity to jump unless you reach your monetary goal, right?
The monetary goal to jump is $75, which last time I checked, I was at 65. And by the way, thank you, Kent, for donating. You donated last night, it looked like. Anyway, my goal is to reach $100, as with several members of my team. If you don't want to donate for me, there are several people on my team that are still trying to reach their goals. So if you want to, you can reach their links through my link, which is bit.ly, bit.ly/JDPolar. So if you click on,
it's actually bit.ly/JDPolar.
No, my mistake. I am tired.
Yeah. So there you go. It's a bit.ly/JDPolar.
Yep. Correct.
You can get you to Jeremy's site, and you can follow
from there. You can get to any one of my teammates, or if you want to put more money on me, that'd be great.
And if anybody would like more information about it, I'm guessing they can reach you on Twitter.
Yes, at J Allen Dillon, or you can look me up on Facebook.
Very cool. Very cool. All right, Kent, your turn. Where can they talk to you at?
Of course, I'm on Twitter at @RM_DelNoche. But if you really want to know what's going on with me, follow my RateBeer account, ratebeer.com, username DelNoche.
And what's the latest beer you reviewed?
I believe the latest beer I reviewed was a Founders Breakfast Stout.
Oh. Didn't you buy that while you were here?
I think I did, actually. Oh.
Strange how
things
come full circle.
There are so many more beers available in Texas than there are in New Mexico.
Yeah, and I know you brought me some beers, and I'm drinking my Dos Equis, a little bit of heartburn, and I found that there are a couple beers that fire that up, so I'm not trying to tempt things tonight. So probably next week, if it all goes well, I will, on air, try another one of the beers that you brought me that randomly found themselves in my fridge from I'm gonna shut up now. So if anybody would like to get a hold of me, I'm at Ethan Kane on Twitter. You can find our show at Ritual Misery. It's a stream. It gives you all the major updates. We'll start putting more on there as we start booking different guests, and when Jeremy tells us that he's going to be on ahead of time instead of just randomly showing up at night, which is just fine too. I'm still trying to get a couple other friends on here, and I've got a couple of things lined up that are kind of reaching out there, but I'm looking. And you can always submit ideas on our subreddit, as we mentioned, ritualmisery.reddit.com. You can email us at ritualmiserypodcast@gmail.com. You can call and leave us a voicemail, 567-69-TRMPC. That's 567-698-7672. Our music comes courtesy of Kevin McLeod. We really appreciate that. We thank you for listening and watching. For Kent, for me, for Jeremy, and for you, this is your Ritual Misery Podcast.
See ya.
See ya.
I don't want Tom Merritt stumbling across a fucking beta thing.